Maria Lopez brought her BlackBerry cell phone and her free weekend minutes to a Glendale law office Saturday afternoon to connect with Latino voters 2,700 miles away.
¿Van a votar ustedes por John Kerry este año?
Ay, qué bueno.
Lopez is working on behalf of Latinos for Kerry, a group of Spanish-speaking volunteers who are trying to mobilize the Hispanic electorate in Florida, a state where President Bush narrowly won the last election by fewer than 1,000 votes.
Today's goal is not necessarily to convince people. It's to get them to go out to vote, to get them to go out and vote early.
Bueno, gracias.
Attorney Lourdes Rivera is trying to avoid a repeat of what she calls the voting fiasco 4 years ago. That's why Rivera and the other bilingual Democrats are targeting voters in West Palm Beach, Florida.
West Palm Beach was just one of those counties where it came down to counting every single vote. And so we have to get our supporters out early so that if there are any problems, they surface early and they can be addressed early.
Le estoy llamando porque queremos que...
64-year-old Alicia Antonez says she's volunteering because she fears what could happen with 4 more years of the incumbent. Who knows, she says. At best, maybe World War III. Antonez stresses the importance of this election. I'd have to be crazy not to vote, she adds.
Ya fui a votar. Ah, perfecto.
37-year-old Roy Stafsky is an interpreter from Argentina. He says the people he's called have been receptive.
They're getting a lot of calls, but not many are calling in Spanish. The minute you speak with a voter, you speak their language, they have a different rapport with you.
Stafsky says last week he and 50 other Kerry supporters in Santa Monica used their wireless minutes to make 5,000 calls to the Sunshine State.
Muchísimas gracias, señora. Gracias por su apoyo.
It's a creative plan, one that Latino Democrats hope will translate to a decisive outcome on November 2nd. Laura Cavanaugh, Annenberg Radio News.